here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 15th of April, 2016. It's the birthday of Henry James, author of 20 novels, 112 stories, 12 plays, and several books of travel and criticism. Born in New York City, 1843, father was a friend of Thoreau, Emerson, Hawthorne. Family traveled throughout Europe. When Henry James was in his 20s and writing short stories, he moved to Europe because he could live cheaply there, and he fell in love with England. He wrote, "The capital of the human race happens to be British." What he really wanted to be, though, was a dramatist. But one of his plays was poorly received, and James himself was booed on opening night, and that discouraged him. He never earned much money from his writing, nor did he win the acclaim that he had hoped for. His friend Edith Wharton lobbied for him to win the Nobel Prize, to no avail. And towards the end of his life, James got a generous advance from Scribner's for a new book, an advance that actually secretly came from Edith Wharton. It was on this day, 1802, William Wordsworth and his sister Dorothy were walking along the banks of Ulswater Lake, 9 miles long in the Lake District, and they happened upon a profusion of daffodils. Dorothy wrote down a description of the daffodils, and Wordsworth wrote the poem 5 years later that begins, "I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high o'er vales and hills when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze." It's the birthday of Leonardo da Vinci, born Leonardo di Sapiero da Vinci in Vinci, Italy, 1452, best known for his Mona Lisa and The Last Supper, two of the most famous paintings in the world. But he left fewer than 30 paintings when he died, and most of those were unfinished. He was a perfectionist and a procrastinator, having worked on the Mona Lisa on and off for the last 15 years of his life. He was drawing up plans for inventions like the submarine, the helicopter, the armored tank, and the alarm clock, none of which came to fruition in his life. Here's a poem by Jo McDougall. Her husband away on a business trip, she takes the old Pontiac in for repairs. The young service manager comes round to explain, as if someone were dying, what will have to be done. "It's more," he says, "than we thought. I want to tell him it's all right. I've heard worse. We're all orphans here. Live long enough, you might as well be a spider in a corner of the basement, year in, year out, marvelously disguised. But I like this young man trying to help me understand that the car is on its last breath. Another hour or so, ma'am," he says. "I'm sorry for the wait. It's all right. I'll be home soon. Perhaps to find you unpacking, the cat murmuring to himself like a contented chicken, the radio waffling through its noise, the replenished Pontiac exhaling slowly in the drive." A poem by Jo McDougall. Her husband away on a business trip, she takes the old Pontiac in for repairs. From her collection, The Undiscovered Room, published by Tavern Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.